purpose providing me with newfound strength, I seized my chains. The iron felt rough against the palms of my hands as my grip tightened. Muscles bunched in my neck, hardened over my shoulders and back. Threads of sinew stood out on my black smiter's chest, cord thick and straining against the chains. And as I pulled, the links began to stretch and open, slowly yielding to my might. With a supreme effort, as much will as it was strength, I wrenched chains apart and broke them, each and every one, until their fragments lay scattered upon the cell floor. Ferris sneered. I could almost hear his lip curling.
Sir, you are free of those chains. So what? You are weak, Vulcan. And because you are weak, you will fail. Just as you failed me. Just as you failed your legion.
I stopped for a moment and bowed my head to remember the fallen. Nemeton, cradled in my arms. He had been the last. I did not fail you, brother. Pressing a hand against the cell wall, I felt for imperfections in the metal, the smallest handhold I could exploit. The voice behind me interrupted my planning.
Do you want to know how I died, brother?
I did not turn this time, for I had no wish to see the thing that had somehow crept inside my thoughts and was trying to unman me. My reply was caustic. You are not my brother. Now shut up! Ferris's voice grew louder, more sinister.
Do you want to know what I realized at the very moment of my death?
I paused and cursed myself inwardly for doing it.
I bested him, you know. Fulgrim, I mean.
Now I turned. I couldn't help it. Deep down, a part of me must have suspected this. Otherwise, how could this apparition speak to me of it? He was your slayer? Ferris nodded slowly as a smile crept up over his lips like a spider crawling across a weed.
He was.
You hated him, didn't you? For his betrayal, for the bond of friendship he broke.
We were once very close.
I felt the weight of the chains anew, their paltry fragments dragging me down like an anchor into the abyssal deep of an ocean. Darkness lingered here in this trench of the mind, all-consuming and endless. I knew I was succumbing to something, that my will, not my strength, was being tested. And I wondered again at the nature of the darkness in this place that I could not see through it, that I was blind like any mortal man would be.
Yes, you are, brother,
said Ferris, causing me to start when I realized he had read my thought and turned it to his own ends.
Blind, I mean, blinded to truth. By so-called enlightenment.
Ferris's smile reached his eyes, and it was hideous to behold. All light was drawn to them, devoured by those deadened orbs as a black hole devours a sun.
You know of what I speak.
You said you'd defeated him. I felt a weight upon my back, pressing me down to my haunches.
I did. I had him at my mercy, but Fulgrim,
said Ferris, whilst shaking his head,
was not all he appeared to be. You know of what I speak,
he repeated, and my mind was cast back to when I saw Horus for that second time, when I felt the nature of the power he had cloaked himself with. I could not put a name to it, to this presence, this primordial fear, but knew that Ferris spoke of the same thing. He leaned back to expose the neck wound.
He cut off my head, slew me in cold blood, and left my legion shattered. You failed me, Vulcan. I needed you at my side, and you failed me. I asked you.
Ferus grew angry.
No, I begged you to follow me, to stand by my side.
I stood, the weight leaving me, the chains losing their power to drag me down into the dirt, into this dark hollow, with only an apparition and my eventual madness to keep me company. You lie, I told the spectre. Ferus Manus would not beg, not even for that. I turned back to the wall, took hold as my fingers pressed into the metal, and began to climb.
You will fail,
Ferus raged below me.
You are weak, Vulcan, weak. You'll perish in this place, and no one will ever know your fate. Unmourned, your statue will be shrouded. Your legion will diminish and die, lost like the others, unspoken of, unwanted. A cautionary tale for those that remain behind to spit on your unworthy ashes. Nocturne will burn.
One hand over the other, I kept on climbing. Shut up, brother! Ferus had never been this talkative before. I wondered why in my subconscious he was now. It was guilt and the slow erosion of my resolve that provided his words. They were my words, my fear. I'm starting to understand, curs, I muttered, finding all the imperfections in the metal with my fingertips, rising like a feline predator from my prison.